That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we're upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce. How is everybody tonight? And this is Let's Find Out. And tonight we're going to find out some very interesting things. I do kind of want to take you up to 2023 and talk about what 2023 is going to be. Because it's going to be a work year for everybody. We're all going to have to work on ourselves. So we have a new moon on Wednesday, which is the 23rd, in Sagittarius. And at the same time, Jupiter turns direct in Pisces, which is wonderful. It should give you a little bit of jolt of luck. You fire signs and you water signs. It should give you a little jolt of luck. The energy is filled with anticipation, generosity, and hope. And it sends loving trines to Jupiter and Neptune. Now, Jupiter and Neptune is magic. It's what imagination in Disney World and let's pretend is going to be. When we were little, we used to play a game called Let's Pretend. They don't play it anymore, but we used to pretend we were something or someone, and it was so much fun. Your Thanksgiving holiday should be stress-free, warm, and loving. And, of course, that's in the United States. We're having our Thanksgiving holiday this coming Thursday. But this new moon is bringing in a new energy. Let me tell you a little bit about it. We've just come out of a very, very intense jaw-dropping eclipse, deeper than anything we've had in a long, long time. Now we have on Wednesday a Sagittarian new moon, and it's our first post-eclipse new moon. There's a lot of nice surprises with this new moon. If you're a Sagittarius or a Sag rising or Aries or Leo, You may have felt a bit lost lately. You may have felt like you can't figure out what your purpose is, or are you on the same track? What am I doing and where am I going? However, with this new energy, you're going to feel as if you have begun anew. It's not that you have enough to get going. It's that you've begun anew. So you found an answer to something, something that you were asking yourself about. It's a very bright and exciting new moon. It begins and brings reactivation of energy. This energy has a purpose. If you're a Sag, it's likely that you have a certain narrowing in your life. Something's been going on in some area of your life. Something that's been unnurtured for a long time was going to begin to spark again. This flame could be strong. And it's the flame that comes after the phoenix has been in the ashes. After the ashes have all burned up and that phoenix is getting ready to rise again out of the ashes. That's what this energy of the new moon is bringing. It's bringing centeredness, it's bringing strength, and it's bringing purpose. Now, for everyone, you're going to be surprised at how your personal energy is going to start working for you. In 2023 energies, you have to know that they've already begun to come on the planet. They're beginning to come in now, and of course we're going to go through December, we're going to go through Sag and Capricorn and come into the 2023 energies. And this means that what you've been building towards and working on over the previous months may not be what you're looking towards now. There's a comfort zone that is no longer a safety net to you. With this new moon energy, awareness comes. And perhaps you need to tilt back to a different direction than you've been going in. You may feel caught out there. You may feel not be able to continue to support something you started. And this may have been some overreaching. Of course, Jupiter will do that. Or something that was built up to you by words. And it could all come crashing down. Or you could realize that this direction is not really the one you've wanted, and you realize that now you have to pull back and start to rebuild in a different direction. It's the word versus the result, and it's the promises versus the outcome. Everything is really going to start to change for you as we start to come into 2023. This is a very joyful new moon. It's not going to be easy for some people. It's changing up your basic spectrum of relationships with people, your levels of support, your levels of confidence. The energy will ask you to step beyond your comfort zone. You're going to see what you can create for yourself out there and to see if you can flourish on your own by yourself. It's quite a challenge, but what you're going to feel is the gumption or the energy to do it, and you feel like you're going to do it very well. I like that. That's good. It's time to let a few things go. It always is after a Mercury retrograde. Remember, Mercury ended its retrograde on October 30th. It goes back into retrograde again on December 29th. It's time to let things go. It's time to allow a few facades where you've been lying to yourself drop. It's time to face reality. It's time to understand what isn't giving to the future version of you. What would that be? It's time to understand what has become the ashes in your life. It's also time to rejoice. And we are having Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a very special holiday. It's a holiday of joy and happiness because it's a holiday where people celebrated that they had accomplished something. For the settlers, they had accomplished coming to this country. And for the new people that were on this island or this land, the Indians, it was to celebrate the fact that they had new friends and new joys and new sharing. and to celebrate harvest. So they had a successful harvest. There was enough food for everybody. That's time to rejoice. In the spark of essence with you comes an excitement, a spark, a new light, a new light. Let it grow. As a result of these losses or difficulties that you've been through, we've just been through the triple Saturn square from 2020 until now. We've just been through COVID till now. We've lost businesses. We've lost money on the stock market. We've lost our gumption to get up and go to work. We were locked down. It's been very, very difficult. And we also change nodes, and that's important to remember. The nodes we're in now are Taurus and Scorpio. And this relies on some sort of a paradigm. Power through loss. Power through growth. Power through adversity. And this loss has completed its first phase. Done there, been there, it's gone. The pain is gone. The awakening is gone. The nudging is gone. Now we have to deal with what we have. And this is now moving into the second phase. Now that the three eclipses have passed and the energy is moving into its next phase, we need to be aware and prepare. We need to be able to shred. We're now moving into the next phase of the Taurus-Scorpio axis. Let me see if I can simplify what I'm saying. Any type of identity crisis is right here, right now. This energy is going to help you grow and gain the confidence to really express and grow to a stronger, more confident you in a stronger, more confident way. If you've been struggling, hold on. Excuse me. If you've been struggling with self-concept, with lack of confidence, with lack of self-control, you're going to correct that. You're going to find yourself stronger. You're going to find yourself looking at what you're doing to yourself and saying, okay, this stops. Have you had the inability to stop something that's bad for you? You have a test between now and January. And the test is, can you realize the things that are bad for you? Can you stop doing what is not good for you? Can you steer your own free will into a way that it actually matters? This will involve reaching up to that north node in Taurus, because you're coming out of Scorpio. You're coming out of the secrets and the lies. And we are coming out as a consciousness, secrets and lies. I know you like it when I talk about world events. I know you like it when I talk about leaders and what's going on. Well, this is all going to start to come out, and we're going to see at this time control freaks really trying to dominate each other. We're going to see people trying to control each other. We're going to see people trying to manipulate each other because they can't face the fact that they can't control themselves. All of this is coming into a new category and a new energy. We're going to be asked by the universe, beginning this next week, to start to control that which we really can. Our diet, our exercise, our consumption, our spending habits. Simple things that a majority of people can control. This will bring a new era of control and confidence. I'm saying this to you because you're going to have to find the strength as we go through a lot of this awareness and changes that's coming over the next 3 months. Then you're going to begin to see the proof in the pudding. There is something to know. There is something about the outcome of positive behavior. When I try to do X, Y, Z, my life is better, like walking or exercise or waking up earlier or drinking more liquids. Anything that makes my life better that I can do personally for myself. But when I do XYZ, and my life gets worse, I eat sugar, have caffeine, have whatever. Ever makes me fat, makes me uncomfortable. I can't focus. I can't get anything done. I can't get through the day. That's what happens when you continue the bad habits. But when I gain control of these things, I notice that within a few hours, my life gets better. I notice that I can already manifest. And this is where we have to be mature enough to know when to stop. When to stop that XYZ. And that in doing so, we will have a better life. This is going to be a huge part of 2023. That choice to actually accept or decline what is not good or good for you. Do not allow yourself to get confused and don't get out of control with impulsive behavior. Here's an example. My Starbucks addiction is straining my budget. It's not good for me. It contributes to plastic waste in the environment. It's a major consumption issue. I even like the coffee I make at home better. What is this Starbucks addiction? It's become a very bad habit for me. So I'm going to let it go. Begin to understand that what you have now, you have outgrown. What has become just a bad habit for you? These things can be easily walked away from. They can be easy to come to terms with. And as you do come to terms with them and gain control over yourself, what's going to happen is magic. Next year is an incredible year. Jupiter and Neptune are both in Pisces. And then we're going to go into Aries. And that's always action. It's the flame that brings you that which you need. So, a part of the question for 2023 is, when do we finally have the strength to do, finally, that what we know is truly right for us? When do I have the strength to leave the tiresome job and start going and making things that give me pleasure? And start doing things that bring money in and also make me happy. When do we have the strength to finally step into our power? Fully step into our power. But actually, we want to be what we feel on the inside. I've always wanted to be a dancer. I've always wanted to play the piano. I've always wanted to paint. Get going, you'll be shocked at the support of the universe you're really going to have to actually do what you feel inside. This is going to be something, this new moon, and the new moon is going to answer and something for us to talk about again down the road. We'll talk about this energy that's coming in that's going to be very positive as we move along through the rest of 2022 and 2023. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now, let's find out what's happening this week with our stargazing report. We'll be back after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazer Report, week of November 21st through November 27th, 2022. This is Thanksgiving week in the USA, and the universe is sending positive energy this year. It's time for gratitude, family sharing, home cooking, and some heartwarming traditions. The week begins with a conjunction between Mercury and Venus, making it an excellent time for teamwork, networking, and catching up with old friends. Monday evening is an excellent time for a date, a new date, or perhaps sharing some current time with your sweetie. Deep-level emotional conversations are favored on Tuesday. If you're traveling, be sure to allow extra time at the airport and be very careful when driving.
because a jarring T-square between the Moon, Uranus, and Saturn could lead to slowing traffic, unforeseen events, and delays of all sorts. The new moon is on Wednesday, November 23rd at 2 degrees Sagittarius and is filled with generosity, anticipation, excitement, and hope, and lovingly trines beneficial Jupiter in dreamy-eyed Neptune. Put those two together and you've got magic. Thursday itself brings a warm, loving, chatty day filled with joy, catching up with others, along with some harmony and understanding. Preparing the Thanksgiving dinner with your family will be a lot of fun. This adds to the party energy feeling of the USA Thanksgiving holiday, and it's generous and giving energy, but also a sign of eating too much. Oh, have a good time and enjoy. Retrograde Mars continues a seven-month path squaring challenging visionary Neptune. Don't count your blessings too soon over the holiday weekend because storm clouds could be arriving on Black Friday. Tryptophan can bring a feeling of that sluggishness on Friday morning when sparks of Mars energy erupts into frustration, fights, and anger, triggering old arguments that were long ago buried. The moon moves into Capricorn Friday evening into Saturday, and it will add a little bit more of serious tone to the weekend. On Saturday, lots of ideas come up to the surface, and it's going to take a few months to sort through it and to know which ideas can come into reality and which ones will eventually fade away. The conversation planet Mercury and relationship planet Venus are aligned in Sagittarius now. Expand your belief system as to what is possible to bring into reality. And you know you're certainly capable of bringing in success, abundance, and joy in 2023. The strong bonds of family love return on Sunday when the moon conjuncts Pluto. This energy promises that the Thanksgiving holiday will, over time, be remembered very fondly. Be careful with travel on your way home, as Mars is retrograde in Gemini, which rules travel. You got to take it just as easy as you did coming out. Enjoy your holiday weekend, everyone. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or spend some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. And I'll see you next week. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to, over time, be remembered very fondly. Be careful with travel on your way home, as Mars is retrograde in Gemini, which rules travel. You got to take it just as easy as you did coming out. Enjoy your holiday weekend, everyone. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or spend some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. And I'll see you next week.
And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. Hi, this is Elizabeth, and I'm back. I'm talking about the new moon and the new energies coming in for 2023. Because 2023 and 2024 are going to be very different from these 2 years. And we do have a lot of surprises coming in, especially politically, in the next 6 weeks. But I wanted to give you this background about you first, and so that you can get your strength. This new moon energy is going to feel really good, and it should be quite uplifting for those who have struggled and felt a bit down this past year. It's going to be fulfilling to many of you out there due to your hard work, due to your work ethic. Like you've really accomplished something. You're going to feel real good. You may have a guarantee of a promotion. You may have an elevation, a rise in society. You may have a graduation. You may have accomplished something that you've wanted to have for a long time. As a matter of fact, some of you may even be having a new baby. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Most of us were thrown off track at the end of 2019 into 2020. Now we feel that we're getting back to me, back to your real self, where you don't let things like paychecks, money, material impressions imprint you. Ever since that triple conjunction in Capricorn that began in 2020 and it's just finished up, it's done with, thank goodness. It's done its three rounds. There is energy out there that's going to explode. We're not done with that yet, but it's coming. Some Sagittarian influences have been going on. Scrutiny, that's Sagittarian. Politicians, comedy, social media. All these people have been scrutinized, and some of them have been banned and erased, or whatever you call it in the woke language. This is all going to begin to ease up. Both Sagittarians and Aquarians have been damaged a bit from the 2020s. With Jupiter going back into Aries, it's time for Aries and the fire signs to reclaim themselves and get back to their self-confidence. The energy is not at all like it was before. It's like, wow, I really found the solution, and now I'm no longer going to have this problem in my life. Of course, you have to take action. Don't forget to do that. Straighten it out. This brings confidence, assertiveness, capabilities. After having done certain things for myself, after honoring my loved ones and close friends, I feel good at every level. At the same time, this new moon, at the new moon, we have an incredible piece of emotional energy that's pegged to something, like how we thought something should have gone, should have, would have, could have, if. The regrets, we've got something emotional going on. It's the dynamic of being tied down with something from the past. This will be huge. Right now you're struggling with these energies, but it's going to change and you're going to have relief. And your life is going to absolutely change it. You've got to give it 3 months, though. You know energy takes time. I wish it could happen in one day. You never know. Jupiter is retrograde in Pisces. You feel the dynamics of being held down. And you might feel delusions of grandeur. Or you try to escape. Or maybe you're taking too much medicine. Whatever it is, Jupiter's going direct and it's going to bring everything forward again. You may feel like you want to get dressed up and go out into the world. There's big psychological things that are going to be happening, and we are going to have some major coping. And to dress up and to have an appearance and go to a dress designer is nice. It feels good, but we need to go deeper. We need to go inside, not outside. The South Node is in Scorpio, and that's very, very, very deep energy. Something hasn't been made right. Something has not been atoned for. That's going on throughout the world. Look at all the problems we have. Money problems, Ukraine problems, war problems, threats of bombs, threats of wars. Something hasn't been made right in the world. You need to reclaim a part of you that you lost. You lost it in 2019, 2020. Now you have to find it and reclaim it again and make it work for you. You're getting reoriented. You're knocking down all the structures that you set up during this time of defense. You are in a time of defense between 2020 and now. It's time for you to begin to understand how to work with any changes you experience along these 2 years, 2020 to 2022. This energy is the best catalyst for the collective group of us after these eclipses. No revenge, no getting even, no. Just pick yourself up, dust yourself off, start all over again after you meditate and find out in your heart that what you need. With all this that's been going on, the energy has been very cold and dark these last few years. Very cold and very dark. Heartless, almost. There's been lots of fear and confusion with this COVID thing. It's time to bring back smiles, warmth, traditions, and the things that we love. Somebody has been trying to wipe them off the planet. But this Thanksgiving, when you have your celebration this next week, I want you to feel happy. I want that heart to be open. And I want you to love your life, love your heritage, love the people around you. The light is starting to return. Now, we do have Mars in Gemini retrograde opposing this new moon. That's going to bring a burp, an upset. There are some things that have not been righted yet, especially in politics. And they are going to get righted in these next 6 weeks. And it may throw us off our mark, but don't let it. We're going to have a few upsetting incidences. I do want to warn you to be careful of your words, because there could be many upsets with a mouth. You could be accidentally telling secrets. You could be putting people into difficult situations if you let go of something that you shouldn't. But it's all going to get resolved. Be very conscious about what you may be implying in the undercurrents as well. Sometimes people do not want to go too deep in conversations at this time. Allow them that grace. You don't have to tell everybody what you think of who or what's going to happen. Just wait and see how the conversation goes around you. And you may even develop some new opinions, and you may release some old opinions, and you're going to find a new way forward. Oh, I used to believe that, but now I believe this. How many of us do that? Allow it. The Saturn Uranus square is over. And Saturn has the upper hand at this time. Saturn is tried and true. Saturn is traditions. Do we repeat things like your holidays, like your vacations, like going to school and graduating, like getting married? All kinds of traditions here. So you're going to develop some new ones, and you're going to release some old ones. And you may not know what the collateral damage to you personally was until the end of January. The collateral damage between 2019 and now. You may not really know what it is until the end of January, but you will be letting it go and you will feel a sigh of relief. Could be your holdings, it could be relationships, it could be your workspace. We have a life-changing year ahead for everyone in 2023, and there's going to be more about that over the next few weeks. I do want to tell you I'm on Coast to Coast, January 1st, with my predictions for 2023. I'm on from midnight to 1 a.m., Sunday night, January 1st, into Monday morning, January 2nd. And I'll be looking forward to sharing with you then. Right now, it's time for our break. And we'll come back with more after this. And I want you to listen to David Fishberger, one of my favorite songs that's been going on lately in these years. It's called
Now More Than Ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
We must have lunch real soon. Your luggage is checked through. Got inflation licked, I'll get right back to you. It's just a standard form, tomorrow without fail. Pleased to meet you, thanks a lot, your check is in the mail. Marooned, marooned, marooned in a blizzard of lies. Marooned, marooned, marooned in a blizzard of lies. Your toes and knees aren't all you'll freeze when you're in it up to your thighs. It looks like snow, but you never know when you're marooned in a blizzard of lies. You may have won a prize, won't wrinkle, shrink, or peel. Your secret's safe with me, this is a real good deal. It's finger-licking good, strictly by the book. What's fair is fair, I'll be right there, I am not a crook. Marooned, marooned, marooned in a blizzard of lies. Marooned, marooned, marooned in a blizzard of lies. Watch your step when your old dog Shep can't even look you in the eyes. You're cold and lost and you're double-crossed when you're marooned in a blizzard of lies. We'll send someone right out, now this won't hurt a bit. He's in a meeting now, the coat's a perfect fit. Strictly fresh today, serve us with a smile. I love you, darling, till I die, we'll keep your name on file. Maroon, maroon, maroon in a blizzard of lies. Maroon, marooned, marooned in a blizzard of lies. Walk on with hope in your heart, and you're in for a big surprise when you're marooned, 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 marooned in a blizzard of lies, a blizzard of lies.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Joyce. Let's Find Out. I do want to talk to you a little bit more about what is coming, all the good energy that's coming, because we are going to have some upsetting energy. And we'll talk about that more next week, because this is Thanksgiving week. And this has to be a week of sharing joy, comfort, and giving to others. It's Thanksgiving. We have to thank God for our life, for wherever we are, and for the ability to move forward with love. In the continuing years of the 2020 decade and beyond, regardless of what anyone is saying, I still see that society and the economy will not collapse. They will not. The world associates, societies, and economies will be stressed, and they won't be doing as normal, but neither will they cease to be or collapse. For many, many people, not everyone, I'm seeing that events during the 2020 spring stress, it'll be difficult. Life is not going to be normal, but we're not going to collapse and we're not going to give up. There's a lot that's been going on. Many are screaming and will continue to scream from the mountaintops that the end is near. Chicken licking. Remember that story? Disaster is going to fall upon us. All people should be in fear and horror and doom. Everything's coming economically, politically, and spiritually. Many are going to want to believe this because it serves certain perspectives people have about their life, about their own feeling, about their hopes and intentions. Many people believe at this time it's easier to have faith in fear and bitterness than it is to have faith in ourselves, other people, and God. But this new energy, this new moon energy that we're having on Tuesday is going to bring us the energy to have faith in ourselves. But make no mistake, there are too many who recognize and have faith in the Spirit of God existing deep within our very own hearts and minds. And they are ready to come forth when we are ready to open ourselves up. And that's what's going to come in 2023 and 24. We're going to open up more to the power of spirit. There are too many helping all of us in ways that we many times are unaware of, except through our practicing trust and faith. There are too many reaching down from on high, taking our hands as we reach up to the heavens inside of our prayers and meditation. There are too many who do follow and practice the words of love, the words of God above all else, and we love our neighbor as ourselves. For those who believe these words, we are not left alone to face this time alone. We do have some dark times coming, but we also have the ability and strength to develop ourselves and come out stronger. For those who believe these words, we're not left alone. We have legions to help us. Yeah, I'm talking about legions of angels, because correctly, this word is accurate in describing the help that we're going to be receiving on this planet. This is help both from Earth and from beyond the Earth. And many present among us in this physical realm, and many present among us beyond the physical realm. This is a time that has been predicted by many, and we are here. And now is the time for that which we have prepared for lifetimes and lifetimes and lifetimes. And we are going to find out more about our ETs and more about our universe and our galaxy. Will there be many who are affected in small ways? Yes, there will be some who won't experience much except being present and aware of the suffering of others. But there will be a few who are left unaffected, with the call to each of us to reach out our hands and help them and to be helped by others. We're uniting in a circle of helping each other. We have free will, and that's been given to us by God, and it will not be taken away from anyone. And we all individually will choose how we respond to the difficulties that are coming and the help that is for us and can come from us. We can take it all in stride, because for years now, we have been working to accumulate to difficulties of many kinds. And already we are experiencing many kinds, and thus we are preparing for potentially the worst yet to come. I feel that we are going to have a little settling down that may not be too positive, because we have to adjust from the border, all the people coming across. We have to adjust with different lives, different lifestyles, different belief systems. It's not going to be easy. And then we have the anger. I've talked to you about the anger. And you really need to try to work on that if you can. What I'm seeing, I want to add that we also have light. The light is getting stronger. We have everything within us, either to help unite each other or force our fear and distrust with each other. We have everything within us, either to contribute to growing stronger or to contribute to greater prejudices and conflict and separation. We have everything within us to help us bring forth a greater light, help, strength, support into each of our personal worlds, or else to bring forth insults, bitterness, rage, confusion, and intolerance, especially with the social media. The social media has got to calm down and become more tolerant. We are here either to choose willingness or to choose unwillingness, to let our hearts be a source to help come forth. We are here to pour ourselves forth into the areas of life where we can contribute to and help with, so that we actively become the better wine. If we continue to pursue this in our hearts and our actions, we have to continue to pull others up as well as ourselves. We cannot diminish the darkness. The darkness is here, especially during 2023 and 2024. But we can be ready to respond with the light within our hearts and giving this light to people around us in the form of helpfulness when the time comes, patience with others, compassion for those of us who are afraid, understanding towards those of us who panic or lash out. They lash out in fear or any form of collapse of the world, including the world of our own personal paradigm, and mercy to anyone who chooses to bring forth their hatred and abuse. Mercy is one of the most important qualities to practice, as it opens the door to not striking out, to being patient, to trying to understand the person's heart and mind that's going through the pain, as well as many other things. Letting go of judgment and criticism is one of the most important things that we need to remember. We also have to let go of judging ourselves at the same time. We cannot take God's place in being wise enough to judge the depths of any person's heart, mind, or soul. When we integrate this into ourselves, we are then aligned to this for ourselves as well as others. And you know, we can be our own worst judge. Taking the life one day at a time is one of the most important ways to do this. Our lives in this decade can very much feel like we're doing the same thing, walking 40 years through deserts. We are learning to remember that God takes care of us all, under the promise of taking care of us one day at a time, which many times we see through the help of each other as we offer help to each other. And that's how people get through. Somebody else says, well, I'll help you. Here's my hand. Take it and I'll help you. There are legions of angels and helpers from the spiritual side of the world, as well as God's movement on the earth, in that still small voice available within us, within our very self. It sounds like these years will be people versus people. Yes, I'm seeing this, but not in the way you may think. We are already seeing this and experiencing it. Remember, these will also be election years in the next 2 years, and the political wars will be a part of the darkness. And not just anywhere in the U.S., anywhere in the world. Anyone who chooses of their own free will to go to war against another, warring in any form, attack in any form, will not have free will to choose. It will be taken away from them, even though the opportunities to do these attacks will become less and less. My friends tell me also to share positive information. I've tried to do that tonight, especially in the beginning of this show. The positive is that what I see, people can call upon very real spiritual help. When uniting with this spiritual help, we allow our better angels, the ones who are with us and within us, the strong ones, to come forth. We call on them and they come, remembering that there's no amount of bitterness, verbal abuse, or threats, or intimidation that have ever healed another person's heart or mind. Letting go of judgment and condemnation of others does help. None of us are without sin to be able to throw the first stone. No amount of verbal abusive attacks and insults have ever stopped another's verbally abusive attacks and insults. But letting go and moving on does help. It does serve. No amount of judgment and condemning another has ever brought peace and kindness to a relationship. But patience and merciful understanding has helped. No amount of reasoning or logic has ever healed a soul who is losing the battle within themselves. But compassion and support has helped. Inflicting pain and suffering on another has never healed anyone's pain and suffering. But long-suffering, compassion, and prayer helps and will continue to do so. It is within our hearts that we hold the key to unlocking the loving kindness, which is our answer. It's always our answer. It is within our prayers that we call forth the help and power to transform our individual and our collective experiences. It is within our meditations that God comes and says, "Come to me and I will come to you. Ask for me and I will return and be with you." Compassion, mercy, forgiveness, patience, and long-suffering and loving-kindness will help ourselves and others. The pain to be healed is not just physical, but mental and spiritual as well. We have been experiencing much of it already. There are no shortages of problems and issues in the world to struggle over that contribute to this conflict and despair. With these words, I offer them now so some may gain some hope and help. It might be helpful that we realize that God is fully and completely aware of what is happening and has helped and been available to those who call upon him. And with Thanksgiving and the holiday season coming, we say peace on earth and peace within ourselves. And it's all possible. It's all possible with God. Where there's patience, there is love. When mercy is present, love is present. Where forgiveness exists, love exists. When compassion is felt, love is its source. When long-suffering is experienced, love is the ember that holds our heart. And wherever love is, God is. I do want you to remember that. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we've come to the end of the show. I've wanted this to be my Thanksgiving show, a supportive show, and a show to help you find you, so that you can be centered, fill yourself up with the glory and love that's always present, and go and help others and be there for you and be there for them and for your family. Happy Thanksgiving. Remember to embrace holding the hearts of all your loved ones every night when you go to bed. Just send them the love, and that will be returned to you tenfold. We're going to be listening to Elizabeth Hepburn singing "And Peace Begins." We'll do our meditation, and we'll end, as usual, with our wonderful Richard Schulman, "We Can Live Together in Peace." Thank you for listening. I'll be back next week with more information for you. Good night.
This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position. Legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen. And listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect. The full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry. Out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace. And feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in. Get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in, feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up. Drop down again and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God Center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.